marvelous game this evening. Now, Justin, you went off 24 points, a perfect performance from the free throw line, but I'd actually like to start here before the game. You stayed way longer than any other Cats to put up shots. Can you talk a little bit about your pregame routine and how that gets you ready for going out and putting up numbers like this?
It's just a repetition thing. Try to get warm, try to get my legs when they leave me. I've been doing it for years, just standing longer in the gym, getting there early, and being the last one out the gym. It's a little pre-game routine I do.
Oh, yeah. And now, and it's showing off. I mean, it pays dividends. And this season has been full of challenges for you. And we've talked about that. I mean, the injury absence to start the year and then another absence to start the new year. But now that you've been with the Cats for a while and you're settling into a role, your play is really starting to blossom. And we're seeing what Coach Makazak was talking about when he's always maintained that you're one of the most talented guys on the team. And then you go out and you do stuff like this. 24 points and things were getting pretty physical down there. I mean, what was that atmosphere like between these teams coming out?
It's a chippy, gritty game. To stay strong, really. It's one of the games I experienced before. It wasn't nothing I was like new to. I'm accustomed to games like that, so it was nothing new. I just took on the challenge. Me and my team took on the challenge and we just got the W for coach.
Oh, yeah. And now, so these Panthers, they hadn't played basketball in over a month, but, I mean, coming out of the way they played and the way they shot from the floor, you'd never be able to tell that. But talk about the response, not just from you, but from your team. I mean, you're one of five Wildcats who scored in double figures tonight. This is a complete team performance for you guys.
You know, you're going to take – it's a game of runs, a basketball game of runs, you know. So when they punch us in the mouth, we're going to be resilient and take the punch and try to strike back. That's really all we could do, really, and just try to play our best defensive game. But it wasn't really our best defensive game, but, you know, we try to take the punches and we try to just really attack and really just hold them together, really keep it in line. But we did our best at that. You know, we got room to improve, but, you know, it's one of those games.
So now with the Cats rolling, you guys have won five out of your last six, and now with an always tough Grand Valley State, always a menace in the GLIAC Conference coming to town on Saturday. How do you guys keep this up, and what does the mentality have to be going into that matchup with the Lakers on Saturday?
You know, play desperate. We're not content. We're not a content team. You know, we want to win every game that we play, really. We got room to improve, and just keeping our mind up, just stay hungry and keep improving. You know, we got a lot of guys that we can play, so, you know, and it's a lot of people that we can play. So, you know, just next man up mentality and just keep it going, keep everything going, keep working hard and get to the next game.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on an awesome performance out there tonight and the win, of course. Our player of the game, Justin Brookins, with his thoughts on the team's 91-79 victory over the Davenport Panthers.